And good morning. Welcome in to the front porch here on your community station, Missionary Radio. And, of course, Brian Marshall, side bottom the first. And, of course, across the way, the legend Ken Cummins. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And then, of course, we have Harold Riley in with us from HR Ministries. Good morning, my brother.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Add another little title there. He is our newest board member.
That's true.
So he's not new anymore, though. He's been around. We've already put him to work. So The news worn off, he said.
Well it's a good opportunity to serve in another capacity, and we're grateful for Missionary Radio and glad to be a part of the background of what's going on. And most folks hear it on the air, but they don't see what's going on in the building. So if you get a chance to come by and visit them, I promise you they'll share with you what's happening.
Absolutely we will. And we're located at 1100 East 18th Street here in Hopkinsville. Well, there's a lot of things going on. We're going to be talking to Brother Harold about his recent trip to Africa, and I'm excited to hear about it myself because I haven't had the opportunity to sit down to talk to Brother Harold. And he's kind of hard to keep up with. It's kind of like nailing Jell-O to a tree. You can't do it.
Might ought to get a spoon.
There you go.
But we're going to talk about that. But there's something on my heart from the news that that mass killing in Minneapolis in the Annunciation Catholic Church, I believe is the name, and those two young people that were killed, two children, and then the many that were injured. That's horrible.
Sure is.
And please, please, there's two things, though, that I'm going to say. One, I listen to all kinds of news. Qualify me as a news hound because I read and follow the news on all kinds of media, not just conservative media. That's my preference, as a matter of fact, of course.
Yeah.
But why is it so difficult to admit that that individual that did these killings is mentally ill? I will not refer to him as them.
Yeah,
grammar-wise, it's ridiculous. Indefinitely, and I was listening to NPR, and they would not refer to him as being. They don't want that trans business to come in there.
Sure.
Now, please realize that yes, all evil goes through all kinds, but there is a definite pattern there. Pray for parents that would even consider. Doing this to their children. But now, also Harold and Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the First, they went over to this thing on the newscast about gun control.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately.
Sure.
So the answer is what we have here. The answer is Jesus Christ.
Right.
Then some newscasters yesterday were putting down on other media, putting down prayer.
Yes.
So what I want to hear y'all's reaction to this, and before we get into more positive things about your trip.
Well, first of all, I would say that people need to realize that we live in an evil world. As long as Satan is still unbound, you're going to have problems and issues. So the answer is the truth. Anything outside of the truth is always going to cause harm and danger. And when we don't want to face the fact that we've allowed so many people to bring so many untruths into people's lives that it does cause mental problems. It does cause physical attacks. It does cause people to change the trajectory of what God would have for their life. And the only way to help people is to know this. The scripture says the truth will set you free.
Amen.
It's to share the truth in kindness and love. And Paul said, share the truth in love. We're not loving people if we don't tell them that some of these things are vile and evil and misunderstood. Doesn't mean you're a evil person. It just means you need to understand where you sit and what the need is, and the need is a relationship with Jesus Christ. It all started 6,000 plus years ago when this planet began and we decided not to listen to God. But thanks be to God, he's got a plan to put us back on a path with him. It's called a relationship through the blood of Jesus Christ. So the Church of the Annunciation, The leadership there, the families that are involved, the people that lost folks need kindness and
that's
love.
That's right.
But at the same time, they need the truth. And anybody that would bear something that's untrue in the midst of this, like the he, them, or prayer is bad, or whatever the case may be, needs to understand where they sit and the need that they have. And when that happens, then you can get somewhere with them.
I appreciate that. Got anything to add, Brian?
All I can say is this world needs King Jesus.
Well, I agree, but in fact, we're going to pray, and then when we get back, we're going to talk about Harold's recent excursion into the continent of Africa, where he landed and what they were up to, and then that's also coming a big ministry opportunity coming up in October.
Yes.
And so that, among other things, right here on the front porch with Brian Marshall Sidebottom the First and Brother Harold and Brother Ken, but I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, we know that prayer is direct to you. It's not in prayer itself that changes things. It's talking to you, the one who is the change agent. Father, we know that this, as Brother Harold has said from his heart, from the Word of God, I totally agree. Evil is prevalent, no matter what the situation, and the truth is not being told. And Father, I pray that we'll continue to proclaim the gospel, and I'll ask you to protect these children in schools and give leaders wisdom on how to counteract this, but have churches to preach the truth that Jesus saves. And without Jesus, there isn't any hope. With Jesus, there is hope. Help us, Lord, to keep proclaiming the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ right here through this medium of Missionary Radio. In Jesus' name, amen. Hello and welcome. I'm Ken Cummins, and here's today's Word in 60 Seconds. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 22, verses 24 and 25, "Make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor go with a wrathful man, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare." Have you noticed that people are angrier than ever? Consider this. One anger management firm said that one out of every five Americans has an anger management problem. According to FBI statistics, there were 23,305 homicides in 1994, and the most common reason was arguments occurring in the home, 28%. Gang-related killings accounted for only 7.6%. Anger-related violence is the reason raised for 22% of divorces of middle-class marriages. The Lord will calm our hearts. I'm Ken Cummins, and that's today's Word in 60 Seconds. And remember, the world needs King Jesus.
This station has really helped keep me grounded and keeps me looking up.
100% listener-funded missionary radio.
It's honestly changed my life.
Missionary Radio with Brian Marshall Sidebottom, the First.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
The First.
Yeah.
Does that first mean the last?
Yes.
Could be the last.
First and the last.
First and the last.
He holds that position kindly and fondly. I'm Ken, along with Brother Harold. And Brother Harold, recently,
yes,
you made a trip into the continent of Africa, but you went for a purpose. Let's open up by saying what led you to go that way, and what's up? What was it all about?
Well, from past operations, the Lord continues to give us doors of opportunity and invitations, and generally that's our response, is an invitation from the Lord to adjust what we're doing to go. We have been over before for some pastors' conferences, preached to about 300, and raised up a request from the Kenya pastors in an area called Kisii. Myself and Brother Johnny Hunt went back again to be with Echoes of Mercy to do another pastors' conference. That was 2 days. There's 350 pastors came in from seven different countries. Had the opportunity to preach with them and some other pastors from across the United States, Eddie Rose and Brother Kyle, Brother Johnny, and just encouraged them. And then that process led us to go and visit the Kisii area, which they invited us for two particular reasons. Their area has about 100 or so pastors that are connected to a group of leaders there, wanted some instruction and encouragement there, and we did that for 2 days. And then there's a pastor that had heard us speak and share and just ask a few questions. He's actually a government chaplain, and they invited us to come and share what was going on and give some input for the prison system. So there were about 40 officials, chaplains, and leaders from across the area that came in, and we spent 2 days with them teaching, sharing with them The principles from Malachi Dads and Rubies for Life, and just so happens we have an official invite now, the regional chaplain, and they have quite a system there, has talked with the commissioners and everybody, and we have an official invite to help them put together a plan to put Malachi Dads and Rubies for Life in the whole country's system of prisons and jails. So that's why we were there.
All right. Well, while let me back up and circle back. You mentioned some things for the benefit of our listeners.
Yes.
I know those that have worked with HR Ministries and worked in prison systems understand the concept or the ministry of Malachi Dads and Rubies. Let's first take Malachi Dads.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Malachi Dads is helping men where they're at, of course, incarcerated, understand that in the role that they're in, they still have a role and responsibility as a father and a leader to help their children. And it's to help break that cycle of crime through a process of discipleship and helping them understand God still called them to be a father, whether they've goofed this thing up or not.
Okay. And Rubies?
Rubies, we were tasked with a prison in our local area, bringing 675 ladies in. And to be honest with you, some of the components are the same. A mother has a role and a responsibility. But what we found out about those that have been incarcerated as women is they don't know their value. They don't know their personal value, so they do things that cause them destruction and pain, and they still have children and a need at home. And so Rubies for Life is a process that helps them understand and identify their worth, their self-worth in relation to who Jesus is in them, and then they can be the mother they need to be and be the household leader that they need to be in that process. And across America, there's 70% of our kids that don't have a stable home with a traditional mother and father home, and much of that is the father out of place, which then leads women to find themselves incarcerated as well.
Well, when that happens, there's certainly a separation from parents, and it's not a good thing. And so sometimes these children get tossed and become somewhat of the product of the society that gets hold of them.
Yes, sir, and I don't have a fresh number at the moment, but it's somewhere around 100,000 people that are incarcerated in the state of Kentucky at the moment. And what that means is their children, and most of them will have 2 to 3 children, so you do the numbers yourself, but they're 7 times more likely to end up in prison because of that. Pray for us right now. The system, because of cultural issues and different things, has limited us quite drastically in the state of Kentucky in the facilities. We're in several that we're working with right now, jails and others with Malachi Dads and Rubies. Tennessee's wide open. We are working in 3 prisons there and 2 jails. And so, but it's before the great pandemic, we were in 35 facilities every week with 275 volunteers leading that process with over 1,000 students.
I noticed on certain, going back to your trip to Kenya and, mm-hmm. and to Kissy. I can remember that because, I say to my grandkids, kissy, kissy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, I'll go on. I can't help myself sometimes.
Lots of folks there.
Yeah. I noticed on Facebook on one of your posts there early in your trip that several ladies had come to Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about that.
Well, in both sides, the prison holds about 1,500 people. They're about 250 ladies, and they have their children there if they're under the age of 4 years old and don't have a placement with a family. So there were nursing babies, there were toddlers and small ones in there with us. But both areas, because of this event, they gave us an opportunity to go in. I shared my testimony and challenged them with the gospel, and both of the staff members said, we've never seen a response like this. And there were about 35 to 40 ladies who got saved.
Praise God.
And then on the men's side, out of the 1,300, there were over 700 gathered, and there were close to 100 saved in that section. And then another smaller section with about 500 in it. Brother Brian Preston had the opportunity on Sunday morning to preach to them, and there were probably about 40 that came to know Christ there.
Any language barriers going on there?
Well, for some, we have a translator that's with us in that process that gives the national language, and probably, I'm going to say 10% of them have a village language, so there were some of them that didn't catch it at all, probably, but Most of them through the translation very clear because of the Swahili and the national language being translated for us.
Now, these pastors' conference, what are some of the things that you touched on?
Well, just basic leadership things and identifying, you know, the reality to the truth of the word. One of the things that's key for us is the atonement of Jesus' blood. There's a lot of folks that have been responding to a message of Jesus through a prosperity gospel and some other things, and there's been no reality to repentance. There's been no reality to the need for forgiveness or what Jesus did personally for us with the blood of Christ and what he's done. So we cover that. And then some basic encouragement. Here's what we find everywhere we go, which goes into the bigger picture later, and that is when we went to Ethiopia, there's a limitation to schools. There's a limitation to the actual Bible being available to some pastors in the villages. There's a limitation to how much, other than TWR that you all promote, input from the outside. And so what happens is that gets a little tainted, and a pastor will only have so much information, and then it gets spun out because the other pastors don't have much, we'll call it biblical education. There's nothing wrong. They're solid men of God who want to see the gospel propagated. And matter of fact, they're doing a better job at multiplying and multiplying churches than we are. But from their perspective, here's what they continue to tell us. Would you please come give us instruction on what to do? We've got information, but we need to know what to do. For instance, I shared a message on Psalms 1 about the fact that our lives are to be the shade and the fruit for other people. And the pastor said, we've never heard this before.
Hmm.
We've recognized it as that is for us. We're in the building. And so they've been cubbyholed into their buildings, which leads to the other part, and that is one of the pastors that I preached for on Sunday morning. He said, would you please preach some more? He said, because they respond. And he said, here's the problem. Our churches have become cultural instead of spiritual. And so there's a lot of gatherings, but the people are not born again. And he said, when you all have come with a message and challenged them with the invitation, they're not ashamed to respond to you all, but they're ashamed to respond to us as their pastors because they don't want people to know that they've been sitting here in the churches lost.
Mm.
Lost.
A strong word, and pour yourself another cup of coffee, and maybe it's not made of mud. Because some water systems lately have been having a little problem this dry weather.
Uh-oh,
okay. Well, that being said, let's have a good morning right here on the front porch.
The Lord says in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it.
God is active in the hearts and lives of our listening family. Thank you, family, for sharing your thoughts with us. Also, thank you for praying, for listening, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Here are today's comments from Missionary Radio's Penned from the Heart.
From Adams, may our God bless this donation more than we can ask or imagine for His honor and glory. Thanks for all you do here and around the world, keeping all of you in our prayers. From Clarksville, thank you for your service. From Madisonville, blessings to you. Thank you. And from Princeton, I'm praising God for you and yours. Keep on keeping on.
Thank you for sharing what the Lord is doing through the ministry of 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio in your life.
We'd love to hear from you. Please call our testimony and penned from the heart line at 270-962-4055.
Write to us at P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241.
And online at missionary.radio.
You're on Missionary Radio. You just never know what happens behind the scenes.
Well, so, that's where the joy comes from.
That's it.
That Brian Marshall Sidebottom, the first. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'm Ken Cummins, along with Brother Harold Riley, who is Director of HR Ministries and also a board member here at Missionary Radio. And Brother Harold's been sharing the first segment about his recent trip to Kenya and very fascinating about some things that I'm hearing. And we're going to get more back into the ministry. But one of the things that I've been noticing is, and I'm going to give credit where credit is due. Now, I don't believe in plagiarism. Do you? No, absolutely you don't. But one thing, Brother Harold, he thinks I don't listen to him. But I do. I'm a good listener.
You're one of few.
Okay. One of the things Brother Harold said a long time ago, before he's even board member here, he says about fundraising, because he's into nonprofit ministry as well. And he says, "Well, I ask the Lord and tell the people." I believe.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, brother, I know you've been asking the Lord about Missionary Radio too, and I have too, and I've been telling the people a lot.
Yeah.
Well, what would you share? We've had a rough summer. And so, and other ministries have too, but we aren't leaning on any endowment funds or any deep pockets. We're leaning on people like me, like you, like that give from the heart. So what would you say?
The same thing that I share with folks on a regular basis, to be sure that our head and our heart is right, and that is money follows ministry. Ministry doesn't follow money. So the reality is, there is a strong presence of ministry and missionary radio.
Amen.
That reaches to people and even ties in overseas and in giving themselves, TWR and other ways that people have information that's put out, all kinds of stuff. So if you're looking for the right place for your money to participate in missions and ministry, it's right here. And so sometimes the reality to the statement that I made, money follows ministry, is people are trying to find the right place that their money should go because they want it to minister to folks. They don't want it to be piled up in foundations and trusts and things. And so at the bottom line of all that, the practicality of money being used to propagate the gospel and being shared through the airwaves and other ways, through the internet that's here and all the rest, it's a good investment in the kingdom. Now, the reality is, missionary radio doesn't depend on people. It doesn't depend on churches. Reality is it depends on the Lord. And so if you're a believer and the Lord is speaking and the money is available, then this is a good opportunity for money to follow ministry and not ministry to follow money. So give if you can, understand and pray, ask the Lord, and he'll take care of the rest.
All right, how to connect. We made it as easy as possible. If you go to missionary.radio, click on donate, and you can use your debit or credit card through Cornerstone Payment System, and we still use the mail. Now, I'd recommend digital for just personal. Missionary.radio, click on donate, and use your debit or credit card, but the mailing address is what it's been for all these years, but I'll be glad to share it. I want to see if Brian knows it without reading it.
he goes electronic. He don't need that address.
Yeah, I go to electronic. Yeah, that's what it is. Now, I can tell you the address of the radio station. It's 1100 East 18th Street. So,
okay.
I know that.
All right. Well, to get mail to us, it's Missionary Radio, Post Office Box 1029, 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241. Well, speaking of October, we're having a carathon here, our annual 7th, 8th, and 9th. And we'll be telling you more about that later. But the issue that I want to, or the opportunity, Brother Harold, your HR Ministries is having a blessing or an unusual happening that is planned for October.
Yes, sir. We hope it to be the first of many as we learn through the process, but through the engagements that we've had, we met a brother by the name of Taiwo. We call him TK. Leadership Development Initiative. He's been helping and encouraging leaders in the African continent for a long time, and our hearts meshed together. He came to training with us. The same thing that I said a minute ago about the pastors requesting information, training, encouragement, all tied together. And so, kind of a broad vision that's brought together by the two of us to do LC Squared, which is local church to local church commitment. And so GMM was Global Mission Match. What we're trying to do is take what's going on where people are asking, bringing it to the local level, where people can see and sense what God's doing on the mission field and find out how they can help and encourage, either through the instruction and the platform that they have at the church, or even through work and finances and other things. But it puts more of a skin-on-skin opportunity. And here's what we know. The pastors that are coming are what we would call high-impact leaders. They're men that are already doing it. It's not something that's just a scratch and a thought on a piece of dirt. It's guys that are trying to share with other pastors, leading into other villages, and have a platform themselves to teach and to train. So the 2 Timothy 2:2 model is, we're going to give them instruction, train them, help them all we can. That immediately multiplies, and we've seen it happen already in Ethiopia, where we took 50 men, took 2 years to train them. They've gone to the villages and gathered others in groups of 60s, and they're training, and it's pressing forward. Matter of fact, there's been 7 churches planted. Different things are happening because of it. Well, what we're doing in October is we've invited 15 pastors. Now, there's a long list of them, but these are ones we pulled out, and the key right now is you all pray for their visa issues because of the American culture right now and all the rest. So we had a larger list, but we pared it to 15 so we can get them over here. But we got folks like Malawi, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Swaziland, Mozambique, Uganda, Kenya, Zambia, Estawana, Mambia, Tanzania, Ethiopia, all coming in for 2 full weeks.
They're going to be in Princeton, Kentucky.
Princeton, Kentucky.
Well, that's God's country.
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead.
Well, what we're looking for is some more. We have a list of churches we're trying to partner with, but if there's a church out there that's interested in missions and opportunity to connect to countries, what we're asking for is a partnership with them to help us get them over here. We'll put them in your pulpit with you with instruction. They're going to spend 2 full weeks, Monday through Friday, in instruction with national leaders on particular things that we're using overseas. In Touch Ministries will be here for 2 days with them. Compass Ministries, a financial ministry, will be with them for 2 days. Brother Johnny Hunt's going to do a pastoral leadership training for 2 days. We have Stan and Iva May, who were instrumental in putting together the chronological Bible and putting the 14 eras training together. So National International Ministry is going to be in Princeton together for the sake of the gospel and for the sake of expanding the kingdom, because we just believe that if we invest in the right situations with energy and the word, then they can take it and multiply it much quicker. For instance, I'll just throw the numbers out there. It's going to cost about $30,000 to get them all here, but that's the same cost it would take to get us to go over one time to do one training for a small amount of people. And we have the opportunity to hit 15 countries, hundreds and hundreds of leaders by doing it this way. And then we can follow up. Many people don't know that we've been using electronic means to do digital missionary work, meaning we take the model in Acts chapter 8 where Philip's been told to go connect to them, and then he runs to them, and they have a sit-down. So we have the run to, the sit-down, and then we depart, meaning they're going to go on their way and do their thing. So the key for us, though, is Paul and those men used to write letters back to those they'd already touched and had ministry with. Well, the liberty we have today is just like the radio and the internet. Through the internet right now, we have a means to connect with them with a letter weekly, meaning we can get on, talk to them, share with them what we think, how we can help them, teach and train them some more stuff, so that connection is ongoing. And similar to, I'm sure there were probably more letters that were written. I don't want to confuse anybody or hurt anybody's feelings out there.
They didn't make the canon.
They didn't make the canon, but there's more information
out
there.
That's right. There is.
So,
read it.
So this is our pattern in how we're advancing the kingdom and doing this. So a couple of things. If you're a church that would be interested in connecting with us on that, there's an opportunity. We would love to have some more churches just say, hey, we want to host one. What we're telling folks is either give money up front or have a love offering when they get there. It all goes in the same pile to take care of all this. If your church would like to feed them one day, we have meals that they're going to need, different ways and means that you can connect to this and see what God is doing. If you're a pastor and you've not been through any of those trainings, if you'll contact us, we got room for about 10 to 15 American pastors. You don't have to come for all 2 weeks, but if one of those components is interest to you, and listen, pastors all over West Kentucky have already been trained. They're using 30 life principles in their churches. They're using 14 areas in their churches. God's blessing that. So there's more than one way to connect.
Well, we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about not only the dates, but how you can connect. But right now, we're going to connect right here on the front porch with
Johnny Erickson Tata, Sharing Hope.
This is Shauna on Johnny Erickson Tata, Sharing Hope, with a question everyone is asking.
And just what is that question? Well, you have asked it in times past, and often, I know I have. I have wondered, what is God's will for my life? Now, maybe you've wondered about God's will when it came to choosing a spouse or a career, or maybe you are battling cancer and wondering about healing. Perhaps you are facing end-of-life questions. I distinctly remember sitting in the registrar's line on the campus of the University of Maryland in the early 70s. I was still brand new to my wheelchair, but my friend convinced me that I needed to start moving forward into life, and I figured the best place to do that was to go to college. I remember it was a warm afternoon in August, and my friend had been standing with me in the registrar's line for a long time. And all the while, I'm sitting there wondering, am I about to register for the right classes? What if I choose something wrong? It may affect my major. It may affect my career, my whole course of life. What if I get it wrong? Oh, God, what is your will? Well, as it turned out, I signed up for classes in public speaking and art appreciation. So I guess I didn't get it wrong after all. I have definitely used both. Now, I share this story because I know a lot of young people are starting off at junior college this month, or maybe they packed their bags and are heading to a university out of state. Well, at the age of 18, very few young people actually know what they're going to do when they get out of college. Most, like me that day at the University of Maryland, most take a deep breath, pray, and, oh my goodness, hope that their freshman classes won't take them down the wrong road on a detour. But if there's a freshman or a sophomore listening to me today, I want to give you one word of advice about your future, about God's will. Let me share these guiding words from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 10. It says simply, quote, "Find out what pleases the Lord and do it." Now, I'm going to repeat that. Ephesians 5:10 says, "Find out what pleases the Lord and do it." Wait, you may be wondering, can finding God's will really be that simple? Yes, because when you are out to discover what pleases the Lord, the very doing of it has to be God's will. And if it's not, you have every confidence that He's going to guide you exactly where He wants you. You have that confidence because you know you're doing what pleases Him. And how can you learn what pleases the Lord? Well, friend, open your Bible. It's the best place to learn. Ask forgiveness if you've offended someone. Serve the needy in your community. Speak kindly to your family members. Share your Christian testimony in your neighborhood. Pray for a heart that's bent on doing and saying things that bring God joy. My goodness, if you're obeying God in these small things, then you are in the will of God right now.
And hey, if your child or grandchild's heading off to college, go to johnnyradio.org today and let us know so we can pray for them by name. And the same goes if your child's already away at school. Our Johnny and Friends prayer team would love to cover your student in prayer, because praying for each other pleases the Lord, and we want to do it. You know, doing things that please the Lord is like putting your sails up so God can guide your boat. So begin to take small steps towards pleasing God, even in the little things of life. And you'll have the confidence that God's will for your life is unfolding just as He designed it. If you're feeling down today and want to find your way up, we want to pray for you too. Go to johnnyradio.org today. That's johnnyradio.org.
Missionary Radio is your 100% listener-funded local Christian community station in partnership with Transworld Radio. We believe the world needs King Jesus. Every song, every broadcast, and every feature on Missionary Radio shares the life-changing message of the gospel. Because of your support, that message reaches homes, cars, offices, jails, and places you and I may never enter. This summer, Giving is lower than usual, but we're thankful for faithful partners who fuel the message 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We're asking you to give now to help us reach our October Carathon. If you've never given, this is a great time to start. If you've given in the past, we invite you to return. It's easy to give. Go online to missionary.radio, click donate, and use Cornerstone Payment System with your debit or credit card. Or mail your gift to Missionary Radio, P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, 42241. Together, we're your 100% listener-funded community Christian station, Missionary Radio.
You got that right. And the reason we are your community station, because we want to serve you. And we say community because we're in more than one community.
That's true.
And so wherever you are, by the way, let me just put a quick plug in. If your ministry in any of you're listening to us right now, wherever you are in our coverage area, and you'd like to have your ministry on a spotlight to let us share with you, our listening family, what you're doing, we'll be glad to do it. Here's a young man to contact. His name is Andrew Lane Cummins.
You know, I know him.
I do too.
I know him.
Tammy and I know him very well.
I'm sure he
is our youngest son. But anyway, Andrew's our community director. Give him emails, best way to get him. It's easy. Andrew@missionary.radio. And that'll do it. Andrew@missionary.radio. He'll fix you right up. Well, we're on the front porch this morning with Brian Marshall Sidebottom the First, Brother Harold Riley. I'm Ken Cummins. We're talking about this conference. What did you give it a name? LC Squared or
LC Squared Academy. It's a partnership with Global Mission Match and HR Ministries. It's a 2-week academy that we're bringing them in for. Connect them to the church,
the
local
again?
Church, the 12th through the 26th of October.
Okay,
they'll fly in on the 10th. We'll get them connected on 11th, and then we start that Sunday morning. Plugging them in churches, getting people connected, relationship, and understanding what they're doing in their local country. And then we begin on Monday to start with the trainings, and then have evenings of connections in different ways that people can come by and visit them or do whatever they want to do with all 15 of them.
All right. And so they're going to be not just staying in Princeton?
Well, if a church is going to host them, there's some ways that can happen. Some of them are going to probably stay with pastors or other folks, but we understand that the commitment to that, the everyday of getting them to the office. So we do have some means and ways to house some of them and take care of that. But we do need some support and help in that process. If
they're
interested.
For 2 weeks.
2 full weeks.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
The 12th through, again?
26th.
The 26th. Now, if someone wanted to have one of these pastors to come to the church, or if you'd like to sponsor a pastor, how can we do that?
Two ways. Go to hrministries.net. There's a drop-down that pulls the email immediately. You can send us a message, or you can call the office at 270-365-6044. Miss Jill knows the process and can get you connected, and then they'll probably pass you over to me and talk about details and how we can help your church engage with these men of God, and that's exactly what they are, that are coming as leaders to find out more so that they can lead well in those countries and see the kingdom expanded in a way that's pleasing, because it's based on the truth of the Word of God, and they got support behind it then.
Well, 2 weeks is, that's a short but a long time. But what's the curriculum?
We have, again, 30 life principles with In Touch. We have 14 eras with Stan and Iva May, which is the chronological Bible series. We have God and Money, which is a process with Compass Ministries, pastoral leadership and training, and then we have some other simplistic, like half-day trainings that other pastors will have. One whole day with evangelism crusade and how to give an invitation. That's through some of our evangelist friends like Dale Rose and Ronnie Smith and men of God who are doing it and give instruction on that, and then some other practical pastoral tools and things that they can use along the way.
Okay. Now, is there a cost per pastor that maybe can break it down that way?
Well, we've thrown it out that for air tickets, transportation, other things that's going on, about $2,500 a piece is what it's going to cost us to do that. Some a little less, some a little more. We put that to the church to say this is a good
target.
Good target to hit. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have to give all that for us to connect with you. Matter of fact, we're going to plug some in, and here's what we're depending on. We're praying that some of the larger churches have a better live offering, you know, just because of the numbers and those kind of things. Here's what I'm telling you. By faith, we're bringing them over one way or the other and plugging them in. Got to pay for it, and we'll just see what happens. But there's some other components there. Again, we've got some folks that have volunteered to take care of a lunch, to feed all of them, plus the other staff that will be there and the teachers and everybody else. So if your church wanted to do a lunch or a supper meal for them, that's an expense that helps us. You know, transportation is a big deal sometimes. So we're probably at the end of the day going to find every one of them a suit, find every one of them a good pair of shoes. They'll go back home with a piece of luggage. They're going to go home with all the materials, which Brother Ken's been overseas. If a pastor in a village had the material we're talking about, that's a massive library for a pastor that's in the village in a hut. It really is. So, you know, this first step is targeted men that have had enough education they can speak English. And we already have identified them and vetted them that they're doing what they said they would do, and they have some kind of influence over more than one village or more than one pastor, so that we know that when we're investing, it will advance the kingdom rather than just be a starting spot or a scratch in the dirt that says we've got an idea.
All right, that's a lot to pray about, and that's the 12th through the 26th. A lot of prep way ahead of those actual dates. 270-365-6044.
You are correct.
And it's hrministries.net.
Net.
All right, before we run up on the shore here this morning, you're trying to take pastors on a date, or what are you up to?
We have pastors' date night on September 27th. It'll be at Calvary Baptist Church in Princeton. We got some entertainment, so got some good food, got some gifts for you. Every pastor needs to take a break, take your wife out, and so this is free. You just need to contact us. We'll put you on the list and invite you to come, because fellowship with other pastors. Every week we have a lunch at our office at 11 o'clock. Pastors get together, and there's just something to be said about taking time out and being in a community where people understand that things may not be going as well as they look, that there's financial needs in the home, there's family circumstances that can't be talked about at the
leadership
church.
Leadership stress.
Leadership, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But you come together for fellowship and encouragement, and so we do this, and it's actually an advertisement form, if you will. We will have NAFASH in April, which is a getaway that's very inexpensive.
Doing it in April this year.
The end of March, 1st of April. Okay. 3 days, all the food, all the equipping. We have national leaders coming, Benny Tate, Jeff Laborg, Johnny Hunt will be coming this year. So we do that to let people know and get people to begin to come together in that process. So,
okay, that date night is September
27th. It's on Saturday night at Calvary Baptist Church in Princeton, Kentucky.
What time?
5 o'clock is when it starts, I think.
5 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm in charge, but I'm not in charge. So I will make sure that go to our Facebook page. It'll be up there and
HRMinistries.net, yep. And then Facebook, just HR Ministries.
Yeah.
Now, Brother Harold, you said a whole lot this morning. A lot going on.
Yes, sir. And including I'll be in, for those that are listening in Dixon area in this station, 98.5.
Which Dixon?
Tennessee.
That's 98.9.
Okay. I'll be at Indian Mounds Community Church in Revival starting next Sunday with Brother Philip Chambers.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to have a good time.
Now, if you were to get that man in a suit and out of those overalls, how would you do it?
I've seen it one time.
I don't think I ever have.
I've seen it one
time.
Was
it at a funeral?
Maybe. Maybe twice. Maybe twice.
Brother Philip, we're picking on you. But
yeah. But we have a great time together. Come out and join us.
The dates on that revival again?
Next Sunday. What? Not this Sunday, but the following Sunday.
September 7th.
7th.
Yeah.
7th through the 10th. Every night at 5:30, there's a meal. I'll be preaching at 6:30. Come out and join us. But
Indian Mound Community Church.
Yes, sir. Stop by 126 West Main, Princeton, Kentucky. Look at what's going on with the training. Look at what's going on with digital missionary work with Cyrus Network. Sit down and talk with us. You know, and you don't have to be a major high impact church. You don't have to have 300 people to host one of these pastors. We want folks that are interested in missions and advancing the kingdom. And that could be two people. That could be 6,000 people. But the deal is this. It's not about us. It's all about him and it's all about them. And when we get that and we invest in that, God multiplies it greatly. And so we're looking forward to seeing what God does with LC Squared Academy October the 12th through the 26th. And
all right.
Here's the deal. I hope some of them get to see you at Missionary Radio.
7th, 8th, and 9th. Wow. Now, I tell you what, Brother Harold and I are from Princeton, but we have something in common. We can get a lot said in a few minutes.
That's
just
for
ask
sure.
Us.
That's, my, sure. That's my goal.
That's true. Hey, have a wonderful day, and thanks for listening to Brian Marshall, Side Bottom the First. Brother Harold Riley, I'm Ken Cummins. Have a wonderful day.